pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the Rout County check sheet for June 5th, 2018. Accounts payable checks, cycle date June 4th through June 8th, $280,630.82. Payroll checks, $5,885.42. Payroll checks manuals, $363.13. And IRS and state income tax withholding wires, $2,509.78. For total disbursements approved of $289,389.15.
Second.
Items of note in there, Tom?
Yes, a few of them. I had a payment to Colorado Energy Systems, LLC. This is from the Communications Center. And this was travel time and installation of a controller at Farwell Mountain comm site. This was $1,396.96.
To do what up there with the solar?
To replace, it's for their travel time to get up there and install a controller at Farwell at the comm site. Yeah, nothing solar, but it's about the controller change. Payment to Employers Council Services, is this is from the Human Resources budget, and this is for Rout County's membership dues for this year. Payment of $5,600. Also within the accounts payable, we have the distribution of the community services budget allocations, including the distribution of the dedicated taxes for museum and heritage funds and the developmental disabilities. Payment to Coalfile Technologies. This is from the clerk's office. This is support for their scanning software for through June 2019. This payment, $5,275. And the payment to the City of Steamboat Springs, and this is from our facilities management project for the CLEF. This is the April billing for all the contractors we have, SAA, NV5, Integrity, LaWan, Regional Building Department, including the Regional Building Department, $124,476.28. That's all I have.
Any other questions, discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So yesterday our work sessions, we had update with legal, our county manager update. We also discussed about payroll, future payrolls with the assistant county manager. We had an update from Human Services, a Planning Department update, and a Building Department update. So, anybody else have anything else on that?
Mm-hmm.
So, we got one resolution, 2018-26, which is Chris's here, 026.
Where? Which number, which item is that?
F.
F.
Oh, how did I miss that? What was the number again?
026. Yeah.
026. Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve consent agenda items A through H, noting that item F is 2018-026.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So we have a special event liquor license for the Apple Valley Community Foundation. And this is another operation that's going to be happening at the Larson Barn at 32380 Wild Goose Lane, Steamboat Springs. So, have everything that you needed and the rest?
I have everything that I need.
Do we know what number of event this is for them?
For the Larson Barn this year? Well, I've only done, this is my third one this year, so.
For the Larson Barn?
Well, my only special event.
Oh, okay.
So.
It's because there's a limit on the number.
You should only be eligible for two.
Oh, okay.
Per site.
But they may not get a liquor license for everyone they throw, you know?
Right.
Even without a liquor license. Yeah. The liquor license doesn't have anything to do with it. Any kind of special event.
I don't think the other one was. or the other, I don't...
In relationship to Dan's concern, yes.
Well, you don't want to interfere with their ag operation in that building, so...
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on a special events license for Yampa Valley Community Foundation for an event to be held on July 10th, 2018 from 3 to 8 at the Larson Barn at 32380 Wild Goose Lane, Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are we off again?
No.
Morning.
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 Go ahead.
This is for IFB 603 Fairgrounds and Pedestrian Bridge Phase 2. We're asking for consideration for the approval and authorization by the chairperson for the county manager to electronically sign the notice of award and associated contract documents to Giovanni Construction LLC in the amount not to exceed $144,325.18 for cement work and installation of the pedestrian bridge and volleyball court.
Have we worked with Giovanni before?
They're actually doing the Clef building.
They're doing the concrete of the Clef building.
They are? Oh, that's right. That's the group that's coming in and kind of underbidding.
Yeah, there's been some concern about where their pricing is at, but the fact of the matter is what everybody's heard is they're performing. They're doing what they're supposed to do, so.
Great.
I did do a reference check on them. They had some, they're from North Dakota, so I called a couple of firms up there. North Dakota, Minnesota, mostly good, you know.
Mostly good?
One bad, one.
Two references. One said that he was pleased with their quality of work. The second guy said, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give him an 8 or a 9. And I said, well, for in contracting, I don't think anybody'd ever get a 10.
Yeah.
I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
He said, yeah, I agree with you. But he said he had some difficulty getting them to the job, but once they got to the job,
that's not
perform.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this should be really good since they're already here. So.
Well, the amazing thing is, they really actually hit our budget in a lot of ways. Now, the engineer's estimate to complete was $240,000.
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter may be that it's not that they're such a low bid, but the other guys are piling on, so.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for a motion?
Yep.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve and authorize your signature
on the
notice of award and associated contract documents to Giovanni Construction LLC in an amount not to exceed $144,325.18 for cement work and installation of pedestrian bridge and volleyball court to the Round County Fairgrounds. Contract to be on a unit cost basis.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll have our 1120 item. It's CDPHE annual contracts for the Environmental Health Services. So Scott, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. The request is consideration and approval to sign a task order amendment for services and funding to provide environmental health services to achieve uniform statewide administration, implementation, and enforcement of standards and rules established by the state for retail food establishments. And so this is an annual contract. One is for funding, one is for services. These are fall under the umbrella of a master contract that's renewed every 5 years. Expiration date is 2022. We've talked in the past about the deliverables and some of the requirements of the contracts. And I just filled out my part of the survey for environmental health, which is compiled with a lot of other public health information that gets submitted to the state. They do an annual report. So that's how we know the items in the scope of work are fulfilled. And I'm not sure if you have any other questions about these, but I've brought two copies of each of the contracts for the chairman to sign.
And Eric has reviewed them.
And Eric, our county attorney, has reviewed and stamped.
So is this like on the state's fiscal year? Is that why we're seeing them now?
That's correct. Okay. So we need to have
these submitted. So we're getting them prepared before
July 1st.
June 30th, yeah.
Good to go.
Okay.
Am I up?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve your signature on a task order amendment to provide environmental health services to achieve the uniform statewide administration implementation enforcement of standards and rules established by the CDPHE for retail food establishments.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Does Will take lessons with Teresa?
Okay, we got our last item there. We got the consideration and ratification of the chairman's signature on the revised warranty deed between Rock County and the city of Steamboat Springs for the combined law enforcement facility. And I'll make a note here that you guys better approve this because I signed all of everything off to the everything yesterday at the land title yesterday.
So. I wouldn't want to be accused of voting with Democrats, so I think I'm going to have to oppose it.
I'm just a token.
Based on my review of the compensation list and that, regarding that quarter request I was telling you about, they don't pay you enough to vote.
We pay women commissioners 40% less in Rock County.
That's very clear in that report. Let me give you a little more background because I want to address that issue separately that you talk about with the closing documents. So we were sort of in flux for the closing of the, and this concerns the sale of the real property, the divided off lot, the northern portion of where the cliff is going to be built, and the sale to the city of just that lot. So we had the plat, which was out to Mylar, acquired county as owners, sign off on that, as you would typically see in any other plat ownership and dedication language. And then we have also had this the water use agreement, which has already been signed and completed. That was dealt with several months ago. And we have the special warranty deed, which was signed initially on February 6th. With authorization by the board. However, some of the terms of the deed changed. The lot size shrank so that the compensation amount needed to be changed to somewhat lower, it was off by like $300, lower amount that the county would receive from the city. But also, after signing the original warranty deed, there was some negotiation as to a parking easement and a legal description concerning that easement and should that be part of the warranty deed. And the decision that I agreed with was that, yes, it should be part of that deed. And so we added an exhibit to the new special warranty deed that included a description of the parking easement. Because the closing was scheduled for the city last week, for the county yesterday, Monday, we needed to get that warranty deed signed and in place sooner. And thus was my request to have the chairman sign the warranty deed. It was not a considerable difference as to the original one. Smaller amount, like I said, but just barely $300 or so. Smaller acreage and the addition of an exhibit specifically showing the parking easement. Doug signed that. For me, I turned that over to the title company, Land Title, here in town, and they prepared all the closing documents. So I'm asking this board to have a motion ratifying the signature, Doug's signature, on that special warranty deed. And once you're done with that, I'd like to address also the closing documents, if I could.
Amaya?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I move to ratify your signature on the revised warranty deed dated June 5th, 2018, as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So for those of you who have attended closing sessions before, you know that there's a lot of paperwork that the title company puts before you. Now, this case was a little bit different because of the entities involved, the transaction itself, and it was all fairly clean. Doug had been previously authorized to sign the plat, so he signed that as well yesterday. So that's,
as the owner.
As the owner,
yep.
That's all been dealt with. But the piece that could have been a little bit cleaner was a specific authorization by this board for the chair to sign those specific closing documents. I have them here in front of me. The biggest deal about them, quite frankly, is the cost of the closing, in that the county paid $275 to share in the closing costs. So I just want to make sure that Doug is covered, the county is covered, that he had full authorization. The intent was very, very clear to me. I don't think there's any problem with that. Everything was leading up in this direction for the sale of the real property. I think I missed, though, that detail of getting a pre-authorization for signing
all the related documents.
But if we authorized him to sign a warranty deed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're not looking for an additional motion. You're just putting on the record that
I signed about 15 documents in relationship to.
Or would you like to see a motion?
Do you have a preference? My preference would be a motion, just so that we could move on.
Just for the signing. I mean, the $275 is within your purchasing authority under our budget policies. So
do you have kind of a list, or do you
That's
have
a good point
of all the things that
we
that
could just
I,
say all of the associated
yeah,
closing documents?
Mr.
Chair, I want to make a motion clarifying that when we authorized your signature on the warranty deed, that included all of the other associated closing documents.
Second.
Sounds good. Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye.